acknowledgement. Because the way you just projected that to us, you made it sound like, and we know it isn't true, but you made it sound like every thought that you think from your egotistical self is an upstream thought. And it isn't until you release that complete awareness of life that you turn downstream. And that's just not so. In other words, the ego, you can be fully functioning human and so fixated on the beautiful things of life that, in other words, the people often, as they are debating this ego, they make the ego sound like it is always upstream, and it isn't. Children have egos because they have points of focus, and how are you defining ego?
Well, that's the part. To me, the ego seems like the predominantly the greedy, graspy part. That's kind of how I see it.
But wait. Because greedy, how do you define greedy?
Greedy means to me grabbing it and taking it away from someone else.
But that's not possible. It's not possible to take something from someone else. Everyone has access to the infinite resources.
Well, like the child who grabs somebody else's lunch and eats their lunch instead of them eating their
own
lunch.
Well, that child is disconnected from source or would not do that, you see.
They both are. So that's the sense of ego that I have, is that people disconnected from source, like the robber barons in the late 1900s and so forth, put people in really poor conditions. To me, that's the expression of ego.
There are many people who are focused upon shortage. And when you believe in shortage, then you do behave in ways that greed would be an appropriate description. But we want you to understand that no one can do that to you. In other words, law of attraction matches you up. And if you have been taught to believe in shortage, then, in other words, when we first began this work with Jerry and Esther all of those years ago, Jerry's early questions, so many of them, we said, that's not your work, that's not your work, that's not your work, that's not your work, until finally, a few thousand questions later, they said, what is our work? And Jerry had come to the conclusion that he thought that there's a very good plan for incarceration would be to have islands so that on one island are the rapers and on one island are the murderers, on one island are the thieves and so on. And then they could just rape each other, thieve each other, murder each other. It seemed like the perfect judicial system. And we said, you already have those islands. And the group that heard our answer did not like it at all. How does the murdered end up on the island with the murderer? And we say, because it's the same vibration. Whether you are one who seeks to plunder or whether you are one who fears being plundered, your vibration is in Plunderville, and that will be your experience, you say. And so when you realize that law of attraction is sorting all of this out, and you understand that you are innately joyful beings, and anything that you are thinking or have been taught to think that separates you from your joy leaves you in vibrational patterns that make you susceptible to those kinds of things. But nobody does it to you because your vibration invites it all. So we come forth wanting to teach you egotistical, focused, deliberately focused in this time-space reality beings, that you have control over the direction of your thoughts, and that by caring how you feel, and only by caring how you feel, can you sort out whether you're in alignment or not. If you take that out of the equation, that gut indicator, then you've got these people over here saying come this way and these over here coming this way, and everyone's stacking up their piles of rights and wrongs and do's and don'ts until you get upside down because you cannot figure out which is the direction that really is taking you toward the light. Where when you are feeling with your gut, we would like you to be gut-feeling, egotistical beings on your way to constant enlightenment. In other words, we'll hear you.
So my part is to have my ego constantly, continuously looking into my emotional guidance system, to feeling my gut and getting the information, passing it back and forth, and tuning into my source.